June 30th marks the two-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. And if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc., please consider making a special anniversary contribution. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a special anniversary gift by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Well, every Friday, we end by giving you an opportunity to vote and make a choice, to choose for us. All the other times that we're programming things, we sit here, we make the choices, we choose the guests and the topics, and we take your suggestions and whatnot. But on Fridays, we want to hear from you which of these should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite of the week is a simple game. It means you listen, and then you either call, email, tweet, or leave a comment at the Facebook fan page, and you vote for one of the four to be soundbite of the week. We'll play all four of them for you, and then it'll be your opportunity to vote. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our email address right here in the studio, it's talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for one of the sound bites of the week there, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite of the week number one comes this week from Brigitte Gabriel. She's talking about no innocent victims for jihadists.
What people in America don't understand is when we see the talking heads coming on CNN or Fox News or any of the media outlets, the Muslim talking heads, like representative from CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, or any other organization, saying, we condemn the killing of innocent people. What the public does not understand is under Islam, innocent people are not people who participate in a democratic society. For example, the people in the United States are not looked upon as innocent in the eyes of jihadists because these people participate by voting during the election and electing the government. They are just as guilty as soldiers fighting on the front lines in Afghanistan and Iraq.
That is soundbite number one this week. If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. We get those emails right away, right here in real time. Send us a tweet at @IssuesETC or leave your vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two is a montage from a much-discussed conversation we had with Brian McLaren.
You know, some of us would emphasize more one side and more the other. Either way you say that, there could be problems. Well, I might just turn the question back to you. One of the things I'm trying to do is, instead of spell out a set of doctrines or propositions, I'm really trying to open up some of the questions that are being raised around the world.
Would you quibble with that statement made there in the Athanasian Creed that such a faith is necessary for salvation, and apart from it, one does perish eternally?
Well, that's where I would have a problem, because that would seem to me to be going far beyond Scripture. I personally think that Jesus is saying something very different. It just depends, Todd. I mean, so many of these issues, there are these dynamic balances, these dynamic tensions. I wouldn't want to reduce everything Jesus had to say just to those few sentences of 1 Corinthians 15.
Historically, Christians have heard that as an exclusive claim of him as being the only way to the Father and the only way of salvation. If not that, what in a nutshell is he saying, Brian?
Problem when you say in a nutshell, because when you take the word salvation and all the rest, there's a lot of theological freight that you have in that word. And for us to really have a deep discussion about it, we would probably uncover other layers and areas where we see things differently on a lot of the assumptions behind your question.
That was soundbite number two, 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at @IssuesETC. Send us an email, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Leave your vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number three, Rita Marker, a bit of a montage, her thoughts on Jack Kevorkian.
He just has always had a fixation with death. in the Larry King interview, he mentioned that he was studying the eyes of patients because that would give him some insights regarding organ transplant. In fact, that really wasn't quite the way. It was just his fixation. Apparently, he would go into the rooms of dying patients and in some cases reportedly had taped their eyes open so that he could see what happened when they died, because it just interested him. He has always been incredibly bizarre. He claims a lot of things, but in fact, of the 130 known deaths, fewer than half of them had diagnosed terminal conditions. Some of them had no diagnosed physical problems whatsoever. And even if they did, Jack wouldn't know how to diagnose it, because when he did work as a physician, he was a pathologist. He hadn't treated live patients since the Korean War. Probably what Jack says about what he has done is about as reliable as what Jeroen van der Sloot is saying about what he has done. Jack's cause is Jack. It was interesting. I read the transcript of his being on Larry King, and he said, oh, it isn't about him, and it's always about somebody else. Jack Kevorkian has one main interest, and that's Jack Kevorkian. And his next interest is death. Somebody else's, not his.
That's soundbite number three. If you'd like to vote for that for soundbite of the week, send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @issuesetc. Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Here's soundbite number four. Get ready to vote. It's Dr. Peter Scare on the justice of the resurrection.
The resurrection of Jesus is justice. Jesus died according to the justice of God. He paid for the penalty. But also according to justice and according to the payment, God the Father had to raise Jesus from the dead. It was only right to do. Because having paid for all of the debt of humanity, and having paid more, we owe a million, he paid a billion, sort of a thing. He paid for the debt of humanity and beyond. God the Father, then, I suppose, is indebted to his Son that all payment has been made, and it is only good and right that the Father would raise the Son and call him righteous. And in calling Jesus righteous, he also calls all of us righteous who have died and are raised together with Jesus through baptism into his death and resurrection.
That's soundbite number four, Dr. Peter Scare on the justice of the resurrection. Now, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live on this Friday afternoon, the 25th of June. Phone callers get to vote first. Call during this break, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us a tweet, @issuesetc, or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the CLCC? In Hosea 4, we see, "My people are destroyed by lack of knowledge." The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission can help educate Lutherans on being Lutheran. We treasure our Lutheran beliefs and think that all Lutherans would if they learn what we believe, teach, and confess. So visit our website, www.theclcc.org. Check out what we have to offer. Get on our mailing list, or better yet, join us. And maybe encourage your pastor to hold a seminar in your area. Just go to theclcc.org.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
We're playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's Friday afternoon, June 25th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Now, Issues Etc. soundbite of the week is also your only once a week chance to win an LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. And that goes to the best vote when we play soundbite of the week every week. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can call us. Remember, those who vote via the phone get to go first, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or visit our Facebook fan page right now and vote for Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Is it Soundbite number one, Brigitte Gabriel on No Innocent Victims for Jihadists? Soundbite number two, a montage of Brian McLaren? Soundbite number three, Rita Marker's comments on Dr. Jack Kevorkian, or soundbite number four, Dr. Peter Scare on the justice of the resurrection. Susan in Wisconsin emails us. She says, I would have voted for number one because Islam is such an obvious enemy of Christianity, but I'm voting for number two because of the subtle craftiness of Satan infiltrating so-called Christianity, as proclaimed by McLaren, often appears to be the greater enemy. In fact, I would agree it is the greater enemy. Thank you very much for listening in Wisconsin, Susan, and thanks for your vote. Here's a vote sent to the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Paul in Milwaukee voting for Soundbite of the Week. The bites, to my thinking, having to stand on their own, being an integrated whole. Soundbite number one came close to that standard, but did not say what the enemies of Islam are guilty of. Number four says God raising Christ was the right thing to do. Shouldn't Scripture have a say? Romans 4:25 says Christ was raised for our justification. Didn't Christ in his word say he would rise? Revelation, not reason, before and after the fact. One reluctant vote then for extra Pastor McLaren, incomplete by necessity and or design. Rather than go mad trying to figure out emergent motives and meaning, or tired of fasting jello, most of its seekers probably will turn elsewhere. They should see what Scripture has to say, too. Thanks for listening.
And thank you very much for your vote via the Issues Etc. comment line. To the phones where Ron is waiting in St. Louis. Ron, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you very much. My first time listening to you since you've been off the air. And it's very nice to hear you. And I have a vote for number four.
And why is that?
Well, because Peter Scare seems to have clearly stated very clearly what God's purpose is through his sending his son in for us. And it's very clear against the common view of what our relationship to God is, which is, you know, kind of more interest in ourselves and our part than God's concern. And therefore, I think it gives a great balance there, and I really like it.
Ron, thank you very much for listening in St. Louis. It's very nice to hear from you. Via Facebook, Steve and Bonnie say this: we would like to vote for Brian McLaren because even though I believe that Dr. Kevorkian has a morbid fixation on his own death and is using his profession to educate his fears, Mr. McLaren is not only jeopardizing his own salvation, but is putting in danger the eternal lives of those who listen to him. Stephen Bonney, thank you very much. Dennis in Michigan emails us. He says, finally, an easy week to vote for Soundbite. Number one dealt with the death inherent with jihad. Number two, that is McLaren, took a long time to say nothing. Number three, Dr. Death, which we know too well in Michigan. And finally, Dr. Peter Scare gives us the resurrection of a just God. As for my household, I choose a just God and a resurrected son who has redeemed me from my sins. Well, Dennis, thanks for listening in Michigan. Don in Junction City, Kansas, also sends an email. He says, "A vote for soundbite number 2 by Brian McLaren. This is the voice of another liberal and his false doctrine, and it needs to be exposed. He does not seem to understand the creeds are drawn from the scriptures, nor does he believe that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation." Don, thanks for listening in Kansas. Plenty of time for your vote for soundbite of the week this week, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Facebook fan page, as usual, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Which should it be? Brigitte Gabriel, "No More Innocent Victims for Jihadists." Number 2, a montage of Brian McLaren. Number 3, Rita Marker commenting on Dr. Jack Kevorkian. Or number 4, Dr. Peter Scare on the justice of the resurrection. This one comes from Sarah in Roseville, Minnesota, via Facebook. She says, and I think she's pulling our leg a little bit. She says, "I think we need to include all of the sound bites in the conversation, not impose upon the listeners to choose between them as though these sound bites were in opposition to one another, especially when we may not all agree with the modernist assumption underlying the idea of voting anyway." Sarah, thank you very much. Very humorous. I'll count that as a vote for Brian McLaren, even though Sarah might get a little irritated with me. Irene in Washington says, "I vote for Rita Marker. When she said Kevorkian used taped to open the eyes of dying patients to satisfy his own curiosity, I felt like vomiting. The lack of respect, voyeurism, and utter evil just engulfed me." Thank you very much for listening in Washington, Irene. Louise in Milwaukee says, "I have to agree with Irene for Rita Marker regarding Jack Kevorkian. Kevorkian is one of the most evil men in our time period, right there with George Tiller, the abortionist. A vicar at my nearby church in Missouri posted an article in the church newsletter about Kevorkian, who used to go to a church in Michigan and play their organ for hours. The vicar's wife worked in the church office and heard the organ music and asked who was playing, and was told by a local that it was a local doctor and that he had permission to come and play. Later, they found out just who he really was and what he did. Every time I hear his name, I think of that story, and it reminds me of the Phantom of the Opera. Did he go to play there as therapy after he did his victims in and to cover his guilt?" It's a good question, Louise. Thanks for listening in Milwaukee. Let's see, time for one more vote or two. Dan in Columbus, Ohio says, "I had posted a vote before. I've changed it. He wants to vote for Dr. Peter Scare preaching the gospel, which has potential to affect the most listeners in a positive way. He says he gets my vote." And one quick vote from Scott in Bellflower, Illinois. He says, "Number 4, an excellent presentation of the gospel in a nutshell, an excellent antithesis to McLaren, excellent lineup of soundbites this week." Our winner this week, soundbite number 2, it's a montage of Brian McLaren.
You know, some of us would emphasize more one side and more the other. Either way you say that, there could be problems. Well, I might just turn the question back to you. One of the things I'm trying to do is, instead of spell out a set of doctrines or propositions, I'm really trying to open up some of the questions that are being raised around the world.
Would you quibble with that statement made there in the Athanasian Creed that such a faith is necessary for salvation, and apart from it, one does perish eternally?
Well, that's where I would have a problem, because that would seem to me to be going far beyond Scripture. I personally think that Jesus is saying something very different. It just depends, Todd. I mean, so many of these issues, there are these dynamic balances, these dynamic tensions. I wouldn't want to reduce everything Jesus had to say just to those few sentences of 1 Corinthians 15.
Historically, Christians have heard that as an exclusive claim of him as being the only way to the Father and the only way of salvation. If not that, what in a nutshell is he saying, Brian?
Problem when you say in a nutshell, because when you take the word salvation and all the rest, there's a lot of theological freight that you have in that word, and for us to really have a deep discussion about it, we would probably uncover other layers and areas where we see things differently on a lot of the assumptions behind your question.
That's your soundbite of the week this week. It's a montage, a rather sad and sometimes confusing montage, of Brian McLaren on the emergent church movement. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Ron in St. Louis, who called a little bit earlier. Ron, if you would call us back, 1-877-623-6943. With your mailing address, we'll send out to you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everyone who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week via Facebook, the email, the tweets, the comment line, and the telephone. Folks, June 30th marks the two-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a special two-year anniversary gift to help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. Now, you can make your gift via secure online contribution this weekend at our website, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for thinking of us as we approach the two-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll continue our Women in the Bible series, talking with Dr. Andrew Steinman about Deborah, the Judges and Prophetess, and, on the other end of the spectrum, Delilah. We'll also discuss early church fathers Cyril of Alexandria, remembered on Sunday this weekend, and Irenaeus of Lyon, remembered Monday on Issues Etc., and by the church. Dr. Richard Stuckwish will be our guest Tuesday next week. We'll talk to Dr. Daryl Charles about just war. And Wednesday, we'll discuss miracles in the Gospels of Luke in our ongoing series on the miracles of Jesus with Dr. Peter Scare. We are not yes and no. Paul says all the promises of Christ, all the promises of God, whatever they may be, are yes. Not yin and yang, not yes and no, but yes in Christ Jesus, our Savior. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.